Welcome back to the Binge Breakthrough Podcast. Guys, I am so excited to have you here today. We're on the 9th episode of the Binge Breakthrough Podcast, which is amazing in and of itself. But today's podcast, we're going to be discussing something that I think has helped me tremendously with stopping binge eating. And not even just that, but so many aspects of my life. If you're new here, the purpose of this podcast is to help entrepreneurs and busy professionals just like yourself stop binging forever and finally get in the best shape of their lives. If you're interested in joining the Binge Breakthrough Academy, which is my one-on-one coaching program, you can click that first link in the description. But without further ado, we'll get right into it. Okay, so the concept of this podcast, as the title states, is the most important relationship that you'll have in this life is the one that you have with yourself. Okay, and this is something that I know I'm pretty young. You know, I'm 23 years old, but I think this is one of the most important lessons that as of recently, I've really started to internalize, and I just get emotional talking about it because it has helped me so much, and I didn't even realize I was doing it in the past, but it's why I've been able to overcome so many things. It's why I've been able to keep going even in the face of failure. Okay, I come from a background where I've heard rejection hundreds of times. You know, I was an actor. I would still consider myself an actor, just not really my main focus. But as an actor, you hear rejection constantly. Okay, you are hearing no after no after no. I heard 300 no's before I booked my first feature film. And what I'm trying to get at with that is that it would have been so easy for me to hear a couple of no's and say, okay, maybe this just isn't for me. You know, maybe I'm not meant to do this acting thing. Maybe I'm just not meant to pursue this dream. But what you're doing when you face rejection and you decide to give up is you're giving that power to other people or other things, maybe a boss, maybe a job, whatever it is that you're giving that power to. And so one thing that I didn't realize until as of recently is the most important relationship that you have in this life is the one you have with yourself. And to put it simply, let's think about the most important people in your life, okay? For me, that's my mom, you know, my partner, my best friends. I want you to ask yourself, how do you want them to treat you? Okay, I would hope it's with kindness, with compassion, with joy. If you ever mess up, I would hope that they forgive you. And, you know, we expect these things, or we would like these things from the people closest to us, the people that we care about most. Yet we don't even do these things for ourselves. And so the reason I know this is because as a fitness coach, I speak with hundreds of people every single day. And something that I really, really notice as of lately, and I don't know if it's like with social media, there's so much judgment online, there's so much criticism, but so many people are just so negative about themselves, you know. And let's say, for example, I'm having a conversation with somebody and they say, oh, well, it's always been this way. You know, I've always cheated on my diet, and so I'm never going to be able to lose the weight. Well, of course you're not, because you have that attitude. Where I'm speaking with someone and they say, yeah, I'm not consistent with the gym. You know, I'm so inconsistent. I'm lazy. And yeah, that's why I can't get in shape. And I'm like, okay, of course it's that way, because you have that mindset. And so when you have this negative mindset with yourself, like let's say if I mess up on my diet, like me, Sebastian, I'm talking about myself now. If I mess up on my diet, I can either go one of two ways. And, you know, I'm not perfect. I'm not claiming to be perfect. I've done both of them. I can either, one, call myself a failure. I can call myself a screw up. I can say, this is why you're fat. This is why you're lazy. This is why you're a piece of lard. This is why you're 40% body fat. This is all these negative things, right? Or I can go the path that most people don't go, and it's I can be compassionate with myself. I can understand that I'm human. I'm going to make mistakes. But that doesn't determine who I am. Just because I make a mistake doesn't mean I am a mistake. Just because I fail doesn't mean I am a failure. Right? And so giving myself that forgiveness, it has been pivotal in not just stopping with my binge eating and not just getting in shape, but with everything that I've ever pursued in life. With hearing hundreds of rejections of no's in theater auditions, in film auditions, in TV auditions until I finally got that one yes. And I booked my first feature film. I booked my first commercial for Honda. I booked my first modeling shoot. I did that because of the relationship I had with myself. I didn't let a failure, I didn't let a rejection determine my self-worth. I knew that I was capable of anything I set my mind to. And so how do we relate this to fitness? Well, it's important that you set a goal for yourself. Of course, that's number one. You visualize that every single day. And you believe with every single fiber of your being that you're going to be able to accomplish that. And even if nobody believes in you, just know that I do. Me, Sebastian Bedinker, I believe in you. I know you are going to accomplish that. And I know with social media this day and age, it can be so hard to want to do something, to want to set yourself apart, to want to achieve a goal, because you constantly have the opinions of others. You have the judgment of others, whether it's family members, whether it's people you know online, whether it's acquaintances, maybe it's coworkers, and you're afraid of putting yourself out there. You're afraid of trying something new. And you know what I found? People are afraid of trying something new. You are afraid of trying something new because you are afraid of failing and then people being right. People being like, oh, well, I told you so. I told you that little business wasn't going to work out. I told you that that little workout journey you were on wasn't going to work out. And you know what? Maybe they are right, right? And I heard this from Alex Hormozi. Maybe they are right for the first week or for the first month. Maybe they're right for the first year. But guess what? You do not let that failure determine the outcome. You keep going in the face of adversity. You keep going even if you do cheat on your diet, even if you do miss a few gym sessions a week. You keep going until you build yourself up to the person that almost rarely never cheats on their diet, to the person that never skips the gym, to the person that is consistent with their macros, with their meals, you know, with the mindset that you need to succeed. Okay, it is so important that you have this relationship with yourself where you are positive about yourself, where you speak highly about yourself. Because I'm telling you guys right now, this is what has changed everything around for me. This is what allows me to get back on track even if I do mess up. Guys, because I'm going to be honest, I have messed up. I'm not perfect. I messed up the past few days. I'm not going to say I did a full-on binge, but my diet wasn't the best. I had multiple outside meals. I had multiple cookies and donuts, and I let myself go for a few days. Okay, I'm not talking a full-on binge like I used to, but I'm not proud with the food choices that I made. But like I said, guys, a few minutes earlier, I could have gone one of two routes. I could have either called myself a screw-up, a failure. This is why you're fat. This is why you're a lard. This is why you're lazy. But what do you think that would have done for me? Let's play a game, okay? What do you think that does for you when you are negative and criticizing yourself? Okay, we already have all the people in our life doing that for us. We have the internet doing that for us. We have our family members doing that for us. We have coworkers, acquaintances already judging us. We do not need any more judgment, okay? You yourself needs to be the person that speaks positivity into your life, that breathes positivity into your life. You need to be the person that speaks highly of yourself because we already have all these other people and other things tearing us down. You don't need to add on to that. Trust me. Believe me when I say that. You do not need to add fire. You don't need to add fuel to that fire, right? So what did I do instead? Okay, I messed up. I understand that. I tried to, first off, figure out why it happened. I was stressed out. Maybe I wasn't happy with how certain things in my business were going. Maybe I was dealing with yada yada this, yada yada that, family member this, family member that. Have stress coming up from a trip I'm taking soon. Whatever the case, right? But then you know what I did? I forgave myself. I gave myself grace. Why? Because how would I want my family members to treat me? How do I want my best friends to treat me? How do I want my partner to treat me? With kindness, with compassion, and able to forgive me if I make a mistake. Yeah, I'm asking you right now, you who's listening to this, Why can't you do that for yourself? Why can't you forgive yourself? Why can't you speak highly about yourself? If you make a mistake, why does it always have to be you speaking negatively about yourself? Why can't you speak positively about yourself? And so the approach I'm taking now that I'm getting back on track is I understand I messed up. Guess what? That doesn't mean I'm a failure. That doesn't mean I'm a mistake. That doesn't mean I can't get better. All I have to do is get back on track the next day. It's a fresh new day. It's a fresh new start. I woke up at 3:30 today. I got my butt to the gym. I did my weightlifting. I did my 45 minutes of cardio. And now I'm here recording a podcast at 6 a.m. Why? Again, because of the relationship I have with myself. It's positive. It's me speaking uplifting words to myself. It's me motivating myself. It's not your failure. It's not your mess up. It's not your you're so fat. It's Sebastian, you are the most disciplined person I know. You are able to overcome anything. Sebastian, even though you messed up with your diet, even though you cheated a few times, that doesn't mean you're fat. That doesn't mean you're a failure. It just means now you can prove to yourself how you get back on track. And you don't let that throw you off for weeks like you used to. That's another thing that's going to help you tremendously, guys, is if you're on a fitness journey, if you're on a health journey, realize how far you've come. Even if you've only lost 5 or 10 pounds, that's still huge progress. Let's say you went from binge eating 3 times a day to 1 time a day, yes, that's still not ideal, but that's progress. Right? And so looking back and realizing how far you've come, that's something that you can implement today that's going to help you tremendously. But guys, I really just want to ingrain this into your head because I really think this is one of the greatest skills that I've had, that I have, that has helped me. And I didn't even really realize what it was until as of lately. But I realize now that this is the reason I've been able to be so consistent. This is the reason I've been able to overcome so many rejections, so many no's. It's because of how I speak about myself. And I don't let outside circumstances, I don't let outside people break that. At the end of the day, guys, the only person who can make you reach your goals is yourself. But also, At the opposite end of that spectrum, the only person who can derail you from your goals is yourself. Right, guys? The mind is the most powerful thing that we were blessed with, because truly, it determines every single facet of your life, every single aspect, everything that you do in this life is going to be determined by the mindset that you have and that you carry every single day. So why not make it a positive one? Why not make it an uplifting one? You already have everybody else trying to derail you from your goals, criticize you, you know, cast their judgment on you. You don't need to add on to that. So speak highly about yourself today. Guys, I'm going to give you a task to do today. Whenever you start speaking negatively about yourself, let's say you catch yourself saying, oh, I shouldn't have ate that. I'm so fat. I shouldn't have ate that. I'm a failure. Oh, like I barely pushed myself in the gym. I'm such a failure. I want you to instead say, at least I went to the gym. At least I ate healthy 90% of the time today. At least whatever it is that you did, I want you to speak highly about yourself. And even if you had the worst day ever, even if you binge ate all day, even if you skip the gym, I want you to practice kindness. I want you to practice forgiveness. Because I promise, if you're able to do this little by little, day by day, your relationship with yourself is just going to improve and improve. And nothing will be able to throw you off. No amount of failure, no amount of rejection will be able to derail you or throw you off from the person that you're meant to become. I want you to go out today and kill it. If you need any personal help, reach out to me on my Instagram. And if you would like to join the Binge Breakthrough Academy so you can get in the best shape of your life and stop finally obsessing over food, click that first link in the description. I hope you have the best day of your entire life. I will catch you guys in the next episode.